It's up to U.S. District Court Judge H. Russell Holland to decide if a federal civil rights suit filed against the city of Fairbanks will proceed. Judge Holland heard attorneys argue yesterday in Fairbanks on a city motion to dismiss the suit filed by the Native men known as the Fairbanks Four. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
George Freese, Marvin Roberts, Kevin Pease, and Eugene Vent allege racial bias-driven police misconduct, including coercion of false confessions and fabrication of evidence, led to them being wrongfully convicted of murder. New evidence pointing to other suspects in the 1997 beating death of John Hartman resulted in a fall 2015 hearing and an agreement with the state under which the Fairbanks Four convictions were vacated. City Attorney Matt Singer says the agreement does not meet the standard required to sue for damages.
There's a United States Supreme Court case that requires that before somebody comes to federal court in this kind of lawsuit, a malicious prosecution lawsuit, they first have to show what's called a favorable termination in the criminal case. And to do that, you have to show that you were essentially found innocent.
That's an issue in the Fairbanks 4 case because although the agreement vacated the men's convictions, it did not make any determination about actual guilt or innocence. New York-based civil rights attorney Anna Benvenuti Hoffman argued on behalf of the Fairbanks 4, contending the agreement with the state constitutes a positive determination and leverage for a civil suit.
Once someone's been exonerated, once they've been, the conviction's been vacated, you know, they don't have any further incidents that can vote, then that's when you can bring suit in federal court.
Judge Holland will decide which interpretation is right according to precedent. Another Fairbanks 4 attorney, Mike Kramer, calls the matter tricky.
There's many similar but not identical cases out there that both discuss the validity of these types of, you know, release dismissal agreements, as well as the, you know, what was discussed as a favorable termination rule. Very few cases that have ever involved this type of situation.
Kramer says he expects Judge Holland to issue a ruling on the city's motion to dismiss the case within a short time frame. Marvin Roberts, one of three of the Fairbanks Four who was in attendance at the oral arguments, expressed optimism following the proceeding.
We just hope for a positive outcome, and we just like to thank all of our supporters who got us here.
The Fairbanks Four are seeking damages from the city for 18 years they spent in prison. Under the 2015 agreement they signed with the state, the men agreed not to sue, but they say they signed the deal under duress. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.